Many Ghanaians, especially those in Greater Accra, are fuming with rage. Their reason is that their lights go off intermittently without notice. What has happened to the load shedding timetable? What is accounting for this state of affairs? Is there an end to this problem in sight? On the line is the Accra West PRO of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Eric Asante. Good afternoon to you, Eric.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Well, the residents, especially in Accra, are experiencing intermittent power outages. What exactly is the problem?
Yeah, the main problem we faced over the weekend was that there was not, ECG did not receive the amount of energy needed to be able to give our customers the needed supply they wished to have experienced during this weekend, or to be able to go the number of hours as stated in the timetable that we put out there in the public domain. So, in effect, you know, the demand was more than the supply available for our customers.
Well, Eric, what is the ECG doing? I know you are only supplying based on what you receive from the VRA, which is the major, exactly, you know, generator. What are you doing in collaboration with the VRA to resolve this whole problem? Because it's becoming a headache to everybody in the country.
Exactly, but unfortunately, each one of us has a mandate that why it was established. The ECG was established to, as it were, distribute electricity, and the VRA was established to generate power to its numerous customers. And that is, we, the distributors, we are the customers of the generators. And the Ghana Grid Company also was established to also transmit power. So that is the situation we find ourselves. ECG has a mandate only to distribute power, and we can only distribute what we have at a particular point in time.
And one of the issues that you know, has been raised by the public is an accusation that perhaps Eric Asante is my friend, right? And because Eric is my friend, you know, you are biased towards some other areas. You are not following the timetable strictly. So because Eric is my friend, I need to be getting power all the time. You know, a section of the public feels that, you know, you're giving preferential treatment to some cronies of yours, in quote, that when lights are supposed to go off in certain areas, they don't. They do not go off, and that you are favoring some to the detriment of others. What do you have to say to this issue?
That is absolutely not true. It cannot be possible technically. Even if you are in the control room, the Electricity Company of Ghana, and you have that motive, technically you will be handicapped to be able to just supply to only your cronies or your favorites. Because even if you do that, and the frequency at which the supply is being given reduces, what would happen is that GridCo would detect from its end, because there is a quantum or amount of energy that is supposed to be given or reduced at a particular point in time. And when you'd rather go on the tangent of giving to your favorites, what will happen is that you'd have more energy out there as compared to what you have been told to shed. And what happens is that Ghana Grid Company would obviously see from its end and would shut one of your bulk supply points down, and that would affect you. So it is proper that we even adhere to the load shedding timetable that has been given to us by the Ghana Grid Company. Unfortunately for them, sometimes they have constraints within the system that if they don't even do that and they continue allowing supply to be on, what it means is that the system would collapse, and even the meager amount of energy that we are getting to give to our customers would not even be there, and that substation can be shut down for a long period. So it's not something that can happen with our controlmen giving the power to the people they feel should have a particular have power at a particular point in time. It's not possible.
Well, Eric, you know, December is a very serious month for both, you know, some religious sects and also for industry. What are you anticipating? What are some of the plans you are putting in place, you know, for people not to feel this embarrassment, you know, so much that they can at least have some respite and enjoy, you know, the season?
Yeah, from the ECG point of view, what we plan doing is that we make sure we have groups in place, we have standby teams in place to be able to attend to faults as soon as they occur. Once we are in the distribution sector, we are confronted with distribution problems, that is transformer problems, overhead conductor cuts, where there are transformer problems, where you have underground cable faults. We are making sure that these things are repaired as soon as they occur, so that when even there is a load shedding exercise ongoing, we don't plunge customers in darkness for long hours, so that they at least enjoy the Yuletide, or they enjoy the festive occasions that they find themselves. And I would say that from the generating point of view, what needs to be done is that at least we should have an improved generation to be able to increase the number of customers enjoy supply. And I would not be able to speak for them. But from my end, from the distribution point of view, what we do is that we make sure our men are on ground 24/7 to be able to mend faults that occur, so that we don't plunge customers in long hours of darkness when they need to be on and they go off based on or due to faults.